The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And I welcome you to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. And those of you listening on WAVA 105.1 FM, a special welcome to the program today. I have the privilege of filling in for Don Crow, my dear friend, who is out of town on a mission trip. And those of you who are regular listeners to Don's program know that occasionally I have the privilege of broadcasting here in Columbus, Ohio, doing my program, which airs every afternoon, and simulcasting on Don's program. So, again, just a very special welcome to all of our listeners in the nation's capital on WAVA 105.1 FM. And I just want you to know you are very welcome to the discussion this afternoon. On Fridays, I usually open the phones wide open so that we can talk about just about anything you want to talk about. As we enter the hour, I have one phone line available, and that's all. If you would like to jump in on it, it's 877-BOB-LIVE. Now, again, if you're listening in Washington, D.C., this is not the number that you are accustomed to, but I assure you it works in Washington, D.C. It works in Virginia. It works in Pennsylvania. It works all over the United States. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. We call Fridays Open Phone Friday. We can jump around from topic to topic. I have a whole stack of stories that I would like to get to today, but I try always to defer to our callers on Friday. Now, I'm going to go to Sabrina in Asheville, Ohio, but let me set this up. Just before the break, on my program here in Columbus, Ohio, I was informing my Ohio listeners about a brand new piece of legislation that has passed both our House and our Senate. It has not yet been signed into law by the governor, but it is expected to. And it is designating a completely separate day for Women's Veterans Day. Now, this coming Monday, we celebrate Veterans Day, and we honor all veterans, men, women. We honor all veterans. But for some strange reason, our Ohio legislators have determined that we should segregate men and women and celebrate women only on June 12th. And I just said, I think that's nuts. I just think it's nuts. Anyway, I've got Sabrina in Asheville, Ohio, that would like to comment on this. Sabrina, welcome. You're up next on Bob Burney Live. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call, Bob.
Certainly.
I wanted to say I am a fellow nut because it is. It's ludicrous. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. And it is a form of separation because when you go through the military, and I am a veteran, I served in the Air Force, and I just have to tell you that, you know, you are one. You work as one unit. You see rank as a way of disseminating information, but you work together. You are in there for one cause. And for them to, in any way, separate a woman's service as separate, I mean, I guess the Sandra Williams, who headed this up, her words are, I think it's important that our women veterans are recognized for their sacrifice and service to the United States of America and her citizens and their tireless effort to defend the Constitution. Excuse me, all veterans do that.
Well, I think, Sabrina, you know, and I'm not a woman. And by the way, thank you for your service to our country. Thank you. I'm not a woman, but I think this demeans women, you know?
I agree.
We can't include you in the regular Veterans Day. We got to separate and have a special day for you. And did you hear that this passed unanimously in the House of Representatives?
I think it's a fear of being PC. And I don't know if the people who passed it were ever in the military. But I just find it difficult.
But I know for a fact that we have many veterans in our Ohio House of Representatives. And this, and someone brought this to my attention yesterday, and I thought, no, this is a parody. You know, this is from The Onion. This is from the Babylon Bee. They didn't do that. And so when I got into the office this morning, that's one of the first things I did. I looked this up. And it's a real deal. Now, it hasn't been signed into law by our governor, but he is expected to sign it. And that means June 12th will become Women's Veterans Day. And I just don't get it.
Well, what is the Women's Armed Service Integration Act? I haven't had a chance to look that up, but apparently all of this is to honor that.
And, oh, okay. Well, I haven't looked that up either.
But this is not. We are no different. Our service and our sacrifice is the same.
We're marching into a new era of segregation. We are. The liberal left is desperately trying to divide us socially, economically, and racially, because that's the only way they can maintain power. And I just didn't expect this. This caught me blindsided. I mean, this has already passed, and I hadn't even heard about it. Well, anyway, Sabrina, thanks. I appreciate your comments. Not just because we agree, but, and again, thank you for your service to our country. God bless you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, I understand this is a movement across the country. So those of you who reside in Virginia or eastern Pennsylvania or Maryland or Connecticut, where the WAVA listeners reside, it is very possible that this kind of legislation may be coming to your legislature. Why in the world would we segregate veterans by their gender? Why? Hey, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. Works anywhere in the continental United States. 877-BOB-LIVE. Quick break. We'll return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back. And yes, this is Bob Burney Live on AM 880 and 104.5 FM in Columbus, Ohio, but also on WAVA 105.1 FM in our nation's capital. We were just talking about this movement in America to designate a separate Women's Veterans Day. That is happening here in Ohio. It has passed both the House and the Senate. It's waiting to go to the desk of our governor to sign into law. And when he does that, as expected, June 12th will be Women's Veterans Day. I think that's divisive and totally unnecessary. But Angela in Washington, D.C. would like to get in on the discussion. Angela, I am honored that you've called today from Washington. Welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Thank you. How are you today?
I am blessed, Angela, far more than I deserve.
Same here. So I was just wondering, why would they even come up with a separate day to, to celebrate Veterans Day? I don't think that it should be any distinguishing of the gender to celebrate, our people wanting to serve, and protect our country. I'm not understanding.
For years and years and years, we've heard we can't discriminate, treat men and women equally. And in the armed forces, Angela, we've been told we got to treat them the same. There's no difference in the gender. Treat them alike. And now all of a sudden, this movement to make a Women's Veterans Day. Now, as a woman, Angela, do you think this honors women veterans or demeans them?
I think it demeans them and set us back to, so many years of us trying to progress and have equality, and then you go and do something like that. It's like now you want to, now separate us again. And like you said, what's next?
Well, that is true. Well, Angela, thank you for calling from Washington. I appreciate it.
And I appreciate you for, bringing us the news and the information. So keep doing what you're doing, and thank you so much.
Thank you. That's very encouraging. I'll do my best to do that and serve God. All right, Angela, God bless you. Thank you so much. And again, on Fridays, we try to open the phones to just about anything you want to talk about. We can switch gears in a heartbeat and go to a completely different topic on Fridays. And I've got Jack in Worthington, Ohio, and I believe Jack has a biblical question. Hey, Jack, welcome. You're on the air.
Yes, Bob. There are two things. Number one, what happened in Virginia? I think it's about time with God's judgment. I've been praying for God's judgment. What happened to Nahab and Abihu and Korah needs to be done. Let a baby die on a table. That's horrible. That's a nightmare.
Now, are you talking about the Democratic victories in Virginia in this last election? Is that what you're referring to?
I may have judgment.
Okay.
And then also, Ezekiel 38 and 39. I listened to a preacher, Amir Safarte, out of Israel. He thinks we're about ready to happen. He was given a sermon from the Golden Heights, and he says he can see Russian soldiers at the border. He thinks it's going to happen before the rapture. At first I thought it was a battle of Armageddon, but the battle of Armageddon are led by the beast and the false prophet, and they have those people out there have the mark of the beast.
Well, it's interesting.
Ann
Graham Lotz, Billy Graham's daughter, just last week said that she thought removing U.S. troops from Syria could actually lead to a speeding up of God's timetable and of prophecy, because Russia is going to get involved, and we know that Russia is involved in end-time prophecy. Whether that's true or not, Jack, I don't know. I'm very careful about date setting and so forth. But I know this. today we are closer to the return of Christ than we were yesterday, and if he tarries one more day, we'll be closer tomorrow as well. Jack, thanks. I appreciate the call. Jack's comment bring up a difficult area. Jack was saying we need to pray for God's judgment. God will bring his judgment when it is due. I think in the New Testament, we are encouraged to pray for mercy. And here's why. None of us want to receive what we deserve. Hey, I don't. I am a firm believer in grace. Now, the Bible is referred to as a two-edged sword, and for many, many reasons. And one side of that sword is God's judgment and righteousness and holiness and even his anger at sin. And by the way, that is not being discussed very often anymore. We are, in even in many of our evangelical circles, we're serving half a God. And by that I mean we are emphasizing mercy and grace and forgiveness as we should, and the love of God as demonstrated through the death of Christ on the cross. But at the same time, we cannot forget that Jesus died on the cross to demonstrate the love of God, but also to take upon himself all of the judgment and wrath of a holy God. God poured out his wrath on Jesus Christ. This is the penal aspect of the cross that in many areas is just forgotten. We just wanted to talk about love and grace and mercy. Now, there's the opposite extreme where people only talk about the judgment of God, the wrath of God. We've got to have balance. We must not forget the grace of God. What an incredibly gracious, loving, forgiving God we serve, who is full of mercy and ready for us to run to him and receive his forgiveness and the gift of eternal life. But the other side of the sword is true as well. If we do not receive the gift of eternal life as provided by Jesus Christ on the cross, then there will be judgment. There will be wrath. That sin will be paid for. And my friend, your sin will be judged and it will be paid for. I hope and pray that it is paid for by Jesus Christ as you receive his free gift. But if you have not done that, then the only thing you have to look forward to is the judgment of God. But that is not necessary. You can be forgiven. You can have all of your sins paid for. All right, we need to take a break. Hey, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. We'll return.